Hi, I'm just doing a news story for you guys. This one's called Irresistible. You caught my eye in the local Westfield. You looked back at me and I smiled and gave you a little wink. Then I walked away before looking back to see if you were still watching. You were. I saw you again a few days later at a local park I exercised at. You were running too. I saw you recognized me at the same time I recognized you. We fell into step together, exchanging shy smiles, keeping pace up the hill and around the winding paths of the peaceful park, running in silence with the occasional exchanged glances and grins. When we left, I gave you my number and we finished. I received a text from you later that day. You asked me out to dinner at a fine dining establishment. I excitedly accepted. The chemistry between us was undeniable. I decided to wear a beautiful, almost 50 style of dress. It had a beautiful French art panel print with lashings of black lace. I wore a burgundy lace and mesh teddy underneath with fishnet stockings and black heels. I felt expensive and sexy. I hoped you'd be pleased. We met out the front, you in your gorgeous blue suit, which was cut to skim your form, immediately turning me on. I blushed as our eyes locked and you kissed my cheek. You offered your arm and we walked inside. Unbeknownst to you, I had decided to bring my lush too with me. I had made a pattern for it earlier that day that wouldn't be heard. But I would still feel it, humming away inside of me when it was turned on. I didn't know yet if I would tell you about it. I wasn't sure how vanilla you were. We ordered and shared a bottle of champagne. We flirted and we laughed. We could feel the sexual tension between us, pulling us together like magnets. You asked if I would like a nightcap at yours. I winked and smiled in response. You ordered an Uber and we kissed, our first kiss in the back seat on the way to your apartment. It was sensual, soft and teasing, a preview of what could be. You led me by hand up the stairs, pausing at the landings to push me against the wall and kiss me deeply, our hands wandering over the others' bodies, my hand running through your hair, your hand caressing my breast. A door opened and we stopped. Quickly we adjusted ourselves and continued walking up the stairs. Just as we got inside your door, you pushed me against the wall again. Grabbing my hands, you raised them above my head and pinned my wrist with one hand. The other ran down my body as we passionately kissed. I squirmed under your touch. I hadn't seen any inkling of this more forceful side of you. And I liked it. You lifted my dress and slid your hand up to find my lush blood buzzing away. I could see the surprise in your eyes and I smirked a little. I enjoyed shocking people. You let go of my wrist as you got onto your knees in front of me. I held the skirt of my dress up as you hooked your fingers around my knickers. You slid them down over my thigh-high stockings and over my shiny black heels. I felt your fingers touching my lush, exploring it. You looked up at me with a questioning expression. Your brow furrowed. You looked adorable. I told you all about my lush, how I could control it from my phone and that others could control it online if so desired. You asked for my phone and I gave it to you. After opening the app up, I guided you to the remote and showed you how to use it. And use it, you did. Your fingers moving over my phone screen and the toy responding to each movement. You watched my face eagerly to see my reaction and listen to my gasps. You led me over to the couch, turned me to unzip my dress. I slipped it down over my lingerie and your eyes. Eyes widened in appreciation. I could see you liked my burgundy lingerie. It was crotchless, which I preferred for easy access. I sat on the couch and swung my legs up onto it and leaned back, resting against the arm of it. I felt your hand on my ankle as you unbuckled first one heel and then the other, throwing each one on the floor as you removed it. You caressed my feet and kissed your way up my legs, spreading them, as your body moved upwards, and between. Your lips were gently brushing the sensitive skin of my inner thighs, sending shivers throughout my body. I could feel your warm breaths against the lips of my wet pussy, my clit tingling in anticipation of finally meeting your lips and tongue. Your tongue traced my bare outer lips gently and softly, and you used your fingers to spread them open. I could see you looking at my pussy and how soaking wet it was. You used the flat of your tongue to taste me and lick along the length of my slit. The lush vibrated inside against my G-spot. It was such a turn-on. I had wanted to see what this would feel like ever since I got it. You could feel the vibrations from it, from my ass to my tummy. Your tongue started dancing upon my clit and I moaned. It felt so good after so long. The flicking, the circling, the lapping over it all drove me wild, and I came much quicker than usual. Violent waves of ecstasy coursing through me, making my muscles almost convulse as my body jerked. Oh, fuck. You smiled in satisfaction at me. You grabbed my hand and led me to your bedroom. You stood in front of me and started undoing your pants. I dropped to my knees, and as you slid them and your boxers down, I only had one thought in my mind, and that was sucking your beautifully hard, throbbing cock. I started stroking you and slipped the head in my warm, waiting mouth, my tongue sliding around it, circling under the ridge and tiny little flicks into the center, tasting your pre-cum. It was delicious. I looked up into your eyes. Oh, I could see you were enjoying my attentions on you. My head bobbed up and down to the rhythm with my hands working in tandem. I could see your stomach muscles twitching and hear your breathing growing raspier. It was such a turn on and my nipples were so hard. I used one hand so I could play with my breasts, and you put your your hand on the back of my head, quickening my pace as I took more and more of you into my mouth. Your thighs started shaking and you groaned, telling me you were going to come. I pulled back and stroked. I pulled back and stroked your cock as you came all over my tits. Good girl, you told me. You made my own knees go weak. You took me into the ensuite shower, the water warm and caressing as it slid down our nakedness, our hands washing away the evidence of our lewd desires. We kissed again, hungrily and hard. It wasn't over yet.